Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains, we offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So it's still not making me rethink reality because they're lazy with it. They're showing me 160-year-old looking images and expecting me to still believe the same lies as my great-grandpa. Come on, man. But the worst part is it works on most people.
It's going to escalate in the next 60 to 90 days, and I think there's going to be a lot of pressure.
We've got these podcasters and preachers and pastors acting like the government is giving them special information because they're concerned about the people believing in God or falling away from faith all of a sudden. Okay. Man, it's the same one. I want to see a different UFO. I want to see it do a flip. I want to see it do something crazy. I want to see something happen. This technology is being developed on Earth. And that's why Donald Trump says stuff like, we're going to release all the documents so people can figure it out for themselves. How about you release all the Epstein files so the people can figure it out for themselves?
Recovered from a corrupted VHS tape found inside a vending machine at a closed military base and translated by a court-appointed wizard using a children's menu and a stolen police scanner. This is 21CBTB, hosted by one of the original 13 Prime members and a holder of the top secret clearance. Final stage of civilization. Adults pretending everything is normal in a world where cannibalism and furries exist simultaneously. Fueled by the hysteria and on a mission to answer the question as to why middle-aged white ladies are only signing up for dating sites that include hung alien life forms, I give you our G-host, Jonathan Jakes.
Hey, 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 welcome in. Welcome one, welcome all to the 21CDTV show, where we talk about all the weirdest things you've never heard of and some of the stuff that you just can't get away from, no matter how hard you try. Shoot us a like, give us a share, give us a follow and a hype point, maybe a 5-star rating. If you want to buy some merch, you can go to 21CDstudios.com, where it is lit and there is a book list there. There is a contact form there. You can talk to me, I can talk to you. We can spread the good word together. My brother, my sister, my father, my mother. Let's get this ripping and roaring today because we are going to talk about why some of these podcasters and these pastors have all of a sudden chosen to get themselves wrapped up in this government-fueled alien conspiracy and seemingly by choice. And now I'm not a prophet. I'm not a priest. I'm not a pastor, but I am ordained and I am a podcaster. It's a hard game. It's cutthroat. They tried to cut my throat, but best they got was the corner of my jaw. And I cut them back with this very same jawline and let them know, Daddy ain't going nowhere. Here to spread the good word, here to spread the truth as far as I can tell that it is. And keep it going and make the corrections. This is where I separate myself when those corrections need to be made. Not just continue on with the echo chamber because it gets me clicks. The simple fact of the matter is, I think humanity as a whole has come to the understanding that there is absolutely no way we are ever going to work together. There is no way that all of these great powers of the world are ever going to come together in peace and work together to have a peaceful, healthy, godly planet. There is all of this red tape preventing it, all of these legal restrictions, there's all of these diplomatic issues that come by being peaceful, these issues that arise by making deals with enemies or making new allies or making new enemies, because then all the other powers get butthurt and who's the favorite. And there's this general feeling in the air that if things haven't gotten better by now, damn it, they certainly aren't going to get better anytime soon, because it seems like we have like been on the plateau for a while and now we are down by the actual toes, because these powers have no intention of making life better, longer, or happier for anybody except themselves. And everything that they give you that they want you to believe is going to do those things for you, they are just giving to you to control you and to profit off of you. What does this got to do with aliens? I think the alien disclosure is here to change that feeling. And I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to warp these aliens into something else. But I think they are essentially going to use this as a reason for the whole planet to come together in the future, whether it's in 30 years or three, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if it's going to be within the next 60 to 90 days, like some of these people are talking about. Some of these people are anticipating like major disclosure coming soon, right?
And I don't want to be too prophetic or say by a certain date, something's going to come out, because there's a lot of causal factors. But I do have confidence that it's going to escalate in the next 60 to 90 days. And I think there's going to be a lot of pressure. I certainly know what Congress is doing, and I won't reveal that here, but I do see a lot of pressure to get the substantive empirical holdings that I've talked about, not videos or anything like that, out in the ether. And I'm hoping that's the case.
This strategy is going to be implemented in a very big way. I know that for sure. But you've already got conspiracy theorists and podcasters and pastors out here pretending that they're in some sort of inner circle hearing about aliens and media and special disclosure that is going to convince the congregations or something that there's another God that's better than their God that they should be worshiping. And so it's going to cause this mass exodus from the churches. That stuff is going to happen. But the fact that these people actually think that the government is going to warn them beforehand, how dumb are you guys? Not you guys. How dumb are those guys? Of course there's going to be some sort of advanced intelligence reveal. Duh, they've been doing this for the past 100 years. It's probably part of the reason that all of these people became conspiracy theorist pastors and conspiracy theorist podcasters in the first place. It's because they already believed in this stuff because they had seen some of the disclosure, because they believe in soft disclosure. So pardon my disappointment when all of the sudden out of the woodwork come these mysterious people that all of these pastors and podcasters are now trying to capitalize upon being included in the conversation with. And I'm just sitting here like, dude, seriously? You guys have been sitting here for fucking years, literally being like, watch out, this is going to happen someday. This is going to happen someday. They're going to come. They're going to get us. You know, they're going to say that I'm this or I'm that. I'm not suicidal, all this kind of stuff. And then the first time, either they're making it up and these government people are not actually government people and they're lying for clicks, which is option one, or it was actually real and they were actually involved in this. And I'm not sure if that's any better, because it just shows how easily at the first opportunity they were literally penetrated and their tight little circle was just totally flooded with this new sort of weird gatekeeper vibe, secret information sort of, oh, we are the gatekeepers of what's to come. That's like the energy they're bringing to it all. And it's like, you guys just so badly wanted to be included. You so badly wanted the government to come to you. And now, I'm a prior government employee. I have been intelligence for the government in the past. I spent years doing it. The fact that these guys wanted to be in on it? Oh my goodness. Oh man, what bunch of pick-me girls, man. But the fact of the matter is, they have been warning us about advanced intelligence for a long while now. Sometimes it's called alien intelligence. Sometimes it's called artificial intelligence. Coincidentally, they made it easy for you. They're both fake and gay, and they're both AI. Why are we still talking about it? So yeah, of course something is going to be revealed. Good job. Good job. You guys figured out that something's going to be revealed. But as you look at these photos and videos in this episode that I am going to present to you, I want you to ask yourself, and you don't have to ask me or tell me what you think when you answer the question or ask your buddies or any of that kind of stuff. Just ask yourself in your head, honestly, am I really fooled by this? Because if the answer is no, then this video is for you. Fundamentally, this is for you. But if your answer is yes, coincidentally, this video is also for you. Because aliens aren't what they say they are. So anybody who decides to get involved in some sort of government click regarding aliens, automatically sus. Automatically sus. Automatically sus. You're involved in a conspiracy now. You have put yourself into the conspiracy. Isaiah 57:15 says, "For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." There are lots of spooks and weirdos out there these days. Now we've got all of this to sift through as we're looking for real information. We've got these podcasters and preachers and pastors acting like the government is giving them special information because they're concerned about the people believing in God or falling away from faith all of a sudden. Okay, but of course, it's the church that is fooled by it. And not only fooled by it, but uses it to get clicks and likes and money and views. And it's like, did y'all pray about this? Because this feels like something weird. This feels like, I don't know, but and just like that, these people who are supposed to be the big circle of fringe alternative Christian conspiracy theorists that we you know, in a weird kind of roundabout way, we're all sort of haphazardly connected to, and this is all kind of our community and our circle, which is why I'm even taking it seriously at all. Normally, I would just be like, yep, here's a bunch of fucking retards who believe in this stuff again. Here we go. More conspiracy theorists falling off the face of the earth into the never-ending rabbit hole because they're being led astray by these people who have ulterior motives. But this group has been penetrated. This group with millions upon millions of followers who are already apprehensive about the church, already apprehensive about the government, already apprehensive about aliens and UFOs, and now these guys come along to sort of bridge the gap, and it's dangerous, I think. It looks dangerous. I'm not just talking smack to talk smack. If this was anybody, I would make a video about this. I've been making videos about this for months before this even happened because I knew this was gonna happen. This is like the baby steps towards the Antichrist. Obviously, this is not hard to see. Nobody has to be like, oh, the Antichrist. Obviously, this is bridging the gap between those who are a little bit less likely to be part of organized religion and the government. This is like gun control, where they start with your bump stocks and then they move on to your magazines and all this kind of stuff, except they're doing it spiritually. Just be very careful, everybody, of what these people tell you. Be careful of the message. Pray about the message. Filter everything they say from now on, especially in this regard, in this area, through the Word of God. Aliens are not included. So be careful when these guys start talking about them in a positive light or in a light that legitimizes them, makes them real in some way. Be careful when these people start trying to lure you into this concept that you might not be faithfully bound to believe in. These people are going to try to profit off of this story and are already. and they're going to milk it for all it's worth. And inevitably, they're going to lie to you to do it. I've seen how these guys work. I've worked with some of them, and it's a realm of fake monsters, cryptids conjured up for the camera, and fear baiting. Conspiracy theorists are just fundamentally dangerous when they're given too much power and let to just roam free into areas that have already been disproven or that are dangerous spiritually. They can become a hazard. You know, it's just like anything else. If you give something too much power, they can become a danger to you, even if the original intent was good. And unfortunately, some of these people involved, I've spoken to them, I've worked with them, I've heard some of them talk about how stupid the everyday listener of these podcasts is, and how dumb they are, and how they just need to be entertained, and how they're all NPCs who just need to get their monster fix. And listen, obviously, I'm not trying to make you hate your favorite media manipulator. I'm just speaking from my own experience here. In a weird way, I'm a media manipulator too.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's really hard for me to follow people or believe people at all when I hear them say some of the things that I've heard them say, though. I don't know. Pardon my disbelief that all of a sudden we have the gatekeepers of government-protected spirituality here to save us, and they just happen to be conspiracy theory podcasters and pastors that most of us know. I can't help but wonder, did these idiots forget all about the fact that the government's not supposed to be on our side? What happened? You got a little invite to something, and you fold immediately? I hope I'm just wrong about this altogether, and that this has all just been somehow, I don't know, blown wildly out of proportion or something, because, like, it's astounding to me. And you just, it just shows that even now, you just really can't trust anybody. And we just saw, essentially, the stories circulating of a contact that was allegedly made between these government or allegedly government officials who are very concerned about our faith and the spiritual beliefs of the Christians specifically, of the people on Christians specifically, not Muslims, not Buddhists, none of these, not Zionists, Christians specifically. This is one of those situations where you have to look at all of the little details and put them together. Because I don't think the people who are in these meetings are going to tell us the truth about what happened. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be like that way, but I'm highly cautious when it comes to the stories that come from these people's mouths. I've heard numerous, at least 4 or 5 people that I regularly listen to or have contact with or have had some contact with in the past describing how all of this played out and who was included in the secret meetings and who wasn't included in the secret meetings and who the secret debriefers might have been. And I saw people who were included, people who weren't included, and there was a little bit of animosity between them. Like, some of them were mad that they weren't included, and I'm not going to drop any names, but I saw some like bickering within the community, the conspiracy theory community, with names that I'm sure all of you guys know. And they were sitting there like kind of like making these videos where they were like downplaying the meeting if they weren't included, and then the people who were included are upplaying the meeting. And it's like, and there's like a little bit of their butting heads kind of, because the people who weren't included are like, oh, it's not real. I know those people. They've debriefed me too before. Everything that they said in these allegedly secret meetings are things that I've already been briefed on, so I didn't even need to be included, and all that kind of stuff. And they're missing the total point. You should not want to be included in this kind of stuff. And listen, like I said before, I'm government adjacent myself. I'm not trying to say these guys are bad for talking to the government, although you could easily make that point. But I've been this way most of my life. And when I got out of the cult that my parents raised me in, I immediately went and worked for the government. Immediately. It was my first job outside of my parents' house. I don't know why. I don't know if that was the plan all along. I don't know if that's why I became an interrogator, but that is what happened. I was raised in this doomsday cult with actual cyanide and actual guns and with actual violent criminals who believed that they were some sort of elect that was going to go out there and be, you know, God's very own little patriot squad. But then I got out and I became an interrogator for the Army. And then I got out of the Army and continued to work for the government. You know, I got the top secret clearance. I went to the weird places. I did the weird stuff. And I've been in these types of meetings, too, where difficult questions and difficult statements need to be asked and made. And they require inherently require complicated responses. You know, I've been in the SCIF. I've worked in the SCIF. And what I'm seeing now is basically a group of individuals who are cosplaying as being important, because what I'm hearing and seeing and all the details that I've gleaned thus far have said that basically this was kind of not the government actually, but independent actors acting in their own interests with public information that is, albeit lesser known, and they essentially tricked all these pastors and conspiracy theorist podcasters into believing that they are part of this next wave of spiritual guidance and guardianship and shepherdship. And I don't know what they're doing in their personal missions outside of YouTube, so I don't want to judge them too harshly, but the facts are the facts, okay? It's not my job to tell you who to follow, how to worship God or any of these kinds of things, but I comment on conspiracy related topics, and this is a pretty big one right now. So before everybody comes to me and they're like, oh, here you go, talking shit again, going on a mindless rant. Yeah, it is a rant. It is a rant, and you could interpret it as talking shit, but really what it is me commenting on something that is very dangerous that I'm seeing within my little community here. So I do got to speak to my own people, and we are approaching millions of listens on this show. I'm not even, you know, a big show, but millions of listens. And personally, I believe that if you have a voice that's loud enough that this many people are listening to you and are, you know, not necessarily relying on you for spiritual guidance, but are using that information that you give them to sort of shape how they view the world around them, you do have a moral obligation to spread the word of God in a way that does not scare people or make you look like some kind of like priest gatekeeper type. Like, what's going on? Are we just seeing the formation of another mini Catholic church that's going to withhold secrets and shepherd us into the future of aliens? Like, you can have a good mission in life and still be a sinner. I'm not saying these people are evil people. You can be a good person and still sin. All of us try to have a good mission in life or be a good person, and we all still sin. But when the sin involves a great many people being manipulated in spiritual matters, matters that are very important that may shape how the Antichrist comes about and the end times as we're waiting for Christ, I think you have to be extremely, extremely careful. All right, I want to move on to the next topic. We talked about the indoctrinated few. We got to the secret group of not Freemasons who have secret information that was given to them by the government. Okay, now let's move on to this new disclosure drop of alien propaganda, because I looked at it. I looked at all of it. Unimpressed. Nothing here made my pee-pee go boing even a little bit. Let's get into it. One of the weirdest things for me when it comes to these alien conversations and these UFO and these UAP and these anomalous aircraft, these anomalous entities, whatever, that we're seeing in the sky that the government acknowledges, it's weird that alien tech, it doesn't seem to be advancing. That's what I'm trying to say. The earliest known photograph, often cited as a UFO photograph, was taken in 1870 on Mount Washington in New Hampshire by these two guys, Clough and Kimball. And the stereoscopic image, which you can see on the screen, sometimes called frost architecture, shows a strange unidentified object in the sky during their winter expedition. And here it is. Well, I don't know about you, but this is not blowing my mind, and I'm sorry, but is anybody else just starting to feel like, ugh, More aliens. Like, I'm starting to think about aliens as I think about, like, rodents. Like, and when you see these new images that I'm going to show you from this disclosure, they're showing you the same stuff from the 1800s. I mean, like, come on, we get it. For some reason, I can go to Best Buy and pick up a never-ending supply of high-powered film and photography gear that is ever-evolving, and it's becoming better and better. Every day, I have many dollars of really high-tech camera gear, but since the very first UFO photo was taken, the Department of Defense photography has seemed to have gotten worse. All the videos and photos, whether they're in the 1800s, as I've just shown you, or 2026, suck. And they're all the same, and the photography quality is getting far, far worse. As a matter of fact, if you look at the photo of the one from the 1800s, it's clearer than most of the photos that we have of UFOs today. Why? That's so weird to me. It smells like a little bit of poop, okay? So let's just think about this logically. The ability to photograph these things hasn't gotten better since 1870. Despite that, we still do get, once in a while, some pretty clear images. And in those clear images, it's, oh, dang it, it's the same thing. Man, it's the same one. I want to see a different UFO. I want to see it do a flip. I want to see it do something crazy. I want to see something happen. But they are going to show you some stuff soon that is meant to deceive you. And take into consideration, the Wright brothers didn't even fly until 1903. So this photo was literally taken 30 years before we were even able to fly. And now we have our highest tech jets and whatnot pursuing these UFOs, hitting these UFOs with missiles and stuff. And we still can't get a good visual of them. Not even as good as we used to. I don't know. I'm just a guy on the internet. I wasn't in the secret meeting, so I don't really know. But either the aliens who are piloting these things, obviously I don't believe that aliens are actually in these UFOs, but either the aliens are of the mind that if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and they've just absolutely perfected flight, and there's nothing more that they need their UFOs to possibly do. There's nothing that they could possibly want these craft to do except exactly what they're doing. Or they've reached a threshold that they cannot advance beyond. At least they haven't seemed to advance beyond in the over 100 years that we have been photographing them. The almost 200 years that we have been photographing them. So the advances are invisible, or the advances are in areas that we just simply don't understand. And these craft, they do exactly what they're supposed to do, and they are also advancing, but we just don't know it yet. Or, and this is my favorite possibility, all this is fake. This is all just military tech that was probably given to mankind. Here's the thing. Military tech that was probably given to mankind too soon. You've seen the photo of the first UFO, the first photo of the UFO. But more importantly, let's take a look at the people who took this photo. In 1868, the state of New Hampshire hired Charles Hitchcock, a geology professor at Dartmouth College in Hanover. And his chief assistant was Joshua H. Huntington, who was a geologist and a meteorologist, okay? Huntington had long desired to spend a winter at the summit of Mount Washington to record weather information. He made plans to do so in the winter of 1869 through 1870, but he was unable to secure a building for lodging. So instead, he and photographer Amos Clough of Warren spent several weeks working out of the summit house on Mount Musilaki, which is a 4,800 foot tall peak in the western White Mountains. And this is Clough, one of the photographers of this UFO. In 1868, the Mount Washington Railway Company completed work on an amazing engineering feat. It was a cog railroad that scaled Mount Washington. So, in September 1870, the company gave Huntington permission to use that railway's summit depot as the headquarters for his winter science expedition that he wanted to do. Of course, Professor Hitchcock donated his own money to help buy supplies, and then also to pay for other expenses for the expedition, and then he went to great lengths to secure additional donations from private donors. This was apparently a big undertaking. So big, in fact, that the U.S. War Department contributed telegraph line and instruments so that the expedition could transmit their weather condition reports to the newly established U.S. Bureau of Telegrams and Reports for the benefit of Commerce Office in Washington, D.C. And this is where Klopf's fellow photographer, Howard Kimball of Concord, comes into the picture. And also, coincidentally, a former Smithsonian Institution meteorological observer named Solomon Nelson decided that it might be best for him to pop along on this trip as well. What a surprise that the Smithsonian and the Army show up for the very first photographing of a UFO that, of course, none of these people even knew they were going to see, right? And of course, where do they do it? In a completely inaccessible location. Not like they did when they took the moon footage or any of that kind of stuff, right, guys? Wink, wink. And so up they went to this mountain, and while everybody was doing the stuff that they were doing on this mountain, this photograph got taken. Now, when I looked up these guys, the guys who took the photo of this UFO, Klopf and Kimball, they are basically the Michael Jordans and the, you know, the Kobe Bryants of photography in their decade. Hundreds of photos of everything. They literally just preserved as much photographic history as possible. And they did so by taking the most advanced photos of the day. And they took pictures of thousands of buildings and people and the wonders of their areas in America. Okay, like that's what they were focused on. They were not Smithsonian photographers, allegedly, that as far as I know. They were not UFO hunters. And as far as I know, they also never got another UFO picture. I couldn't find one. And they didn't even go hunting for UFOs on this trip or any other trip after. As a matter of fact, this photo appears to have impacted them relatively little, which I find just very striking.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If this is the first photo of a UFO ever taken, why is there not way more intrigue about this thing, especially on behalf of the people who took the photo? So essentially, the conclusion that we're encouraged to come to is that this photograph was a fluke, and it was basically on a trip that had no real mission except to take a look at the weather out here and to expand electronic communication into winter zones. And the UFO, it was just a weird accident for them that happened while the Army and the Smithsonian were present, of course, and watching and very carefully and over 30 years away from human flight. And now what it feels like is every story is just another one of these cigar-shaped UFOs. The government is basically trying to convince us that they aren't their technology. These aren't military UFOs. But then they will say stuff like, oh, actually, the Tic Tac UFO is our technology. Okay, so is it or isn't it? What exactly? Because the Tic Tac was supposed to be the most extreme UFO video that they've ever seen because it, like, showed all the abilities and all this kind of stuff. Okay, but it's not alien. It's ours. It's Kimberly Clark or whatever. It's Skunk Works. Like, it's Simon and Garfunkel. Like, this is our UFO, and yet we're supposed to be scared? You're coming to all these pastors and preachers and podcasters to tell us to be scared because something's happening, and yet you're also telling us that the most advanced UFOs are ours. So I'm just confused. What am I supposed to believe? Am I supposed to be afraid, or am I supposed to be comforted that my government has super intense technology that they can use against the enemy of my nation? What am I supposed to feel? It's kind of like these guys are just being lazy. So yeah, the UFO thing is just not really convincing me anymore, and it's getting worse and worse with every single drop of these new documents and pictures and videos. And it looks lazy. It's the same thing as not advancing medicine very much in the past couple decades, because they're just making so much money off of sick people, so much money off of people dying, so much money off of people being dead, that there's no real incentive for higher medicinal understanding. So they just don't drop it. They don't release it. And I think that's kind of what is going on with the UFO stuff, too. They have found a place that the public has generally been convinced is real for these UFOs to exist in. They have found this little pocket of reality that the people of the planet have collectively decided that UFOs fit into. And they just don't shift the narrative at all. They just keep dragging us along with these same images that they've had for decades or centuries. But go ahead, tell us that this stuff is just very hard to get done. It's hard to come up with cures. It's hard to advance cameras. It's hard to capture UFOs. It's hard to come up with better medicine or whatever else you want to say, because I know for a fact that we have anti-gravity technology, and I don't think that the government is doing a very good job of improving tech beyond where they were about 160 years ago when it comes to flight. It's lazy. But the thing is, not everybody who's in the military is going to know about these craft. Not everybody who is in the government is going to know about these craft. There's this thing in the military and in the intelligence community, in government channels in general, there's this thing called the need to know. And even if you have a top secret clearance, that doesn't mean you could just go and view all of these top secret documents. You need to have the need to know on a need to know basis. That is how it kind of works, right? So there's going to be many people who are very high up in the government or in these offices who don't know anything about aliens because they're just not allowed to see it. They're just fundamentally, this is you. You're not of a need to know on this. You might think you're of a need to know basis, but you're not. So I'm pretty sure that the president doesn't even know about a bunch of these UFOs and these projects being undertaken. I'm sure that Epstein didn't know about a lot of them. I bet he knew about some of them, but here's what they all do know. They know that there are enemy nations and private companies who are researching and developing this technology and do consider it the most important thing on the planet. Because like we said a couple videos ago, if they succeed, they will be able to be the ones who usher in the new era of technology when it is finally released publicly. And that will make them the literal kings of the world. That is what they want. It's all about power. It's all about maintaining that power. So when it finally comes out, the people who release this groundbreaking tech or this groundbreaking revelation, they will be considered very, very important on this new planet. It's the same planet, but new era. Okay. So that being said, all of these people, though they may not know the specifics of which UFOs are real and which ones are aliens from outer space and which ones are, you know, Skunk Works or Skunk Labs tech, or but they all know, though, that they're not actually aliens, because they're all kind of in the loop that this technology is being developed on Earth. And that's why Donald Trump says stuff like, I'm going to let people figure it out for themselves. We're going to release all the documents so people can figure it out for themselves. What? How about you release all the Epstein files so the people can figure it out for themselves? This just all just reeks of propaganda. So you've got the government getting ready for some kind of disclosure. They're going to let people make up their own minds on it. And they're going to get their podcaster and pastor, they're going to get the podcasters and pastors from the underground Christian conspiracy community to prepare the people. There's just something that's not lining up in all of this. Somebody's lying, or multiple people are lying about the same thing. But it's scary, because what if you show your hand, but then Russia has something better, stronger, faster, a different type of weapon? That's not good, because now you showed your best toy and it's still not better than Russia's. It's still not better than your bullies. It's still not better than China's. I showed my best UFO and they still have one better. And now they know what I'm working with. And I think that's part of it. Everybody wants to be able to have that God ability that they can sort of use on their enemies, that ability that just can't be stopped, that superpower, that Hitler that can't come to power ever again technology, that narrative that has to be destroyed before it's ever allowed to come to be technology, that, you know, that ability to destroy that historical site that was discovered that simply cannot exist, so we must put some sort of hurricane or other natural disaster there to destroy it. And of course, you know, the weapons of mass destruction that totally aren't there, but there is something else there that's historically important, so let's drop a bunker buster bomb there. Right. And of course, the situation that we don't know we're going to need this technology for yet, that will come in the future. These are all the reasons that they're not going to tell us that these UFOs are entirely military technology that may have been given to them by fallen angels. And they are sort of just waiting for the best, most advantageous moment to really use these things to their true potential. And I'm going to be real with you. I do think that part of that is we don't really know how to use these UFOs. I think there is something going on. It's kind of like we were given this, like I said before, too soon, and we're not really able to figure out how to use it to the best of its abilities. That's kind of how that's the vibe that I'm getting. And I think there's something else going on too, and it's a bit of a twist, and I'm totally just speculating here. I could be wrong. I could be wrong about all of this, but I think people in the scientific community, people in the conspiracy theory community, big heads in the conspiracy theory community, people in the government, in the military as well, in the military community as well, I think a lot of these types are incentivized to believe in aliens in some way that they are engineered or told to believe in them over the course of their career, okay? I think that's a real thing. I think that this agenda is being pushed through people that we know and trust being incentivized to pretend to believe in it or just straight up believe in it and do everything that you possibly can to spread the word about it. I think it's a bit like getting a bonus when you say something publicly about aliens or believe you've seen aliens or UFOs. I think that you get like a sort of kickback, if you will, some sort of benefit to saying, aliens are real, aliens are coming. I believe that that is something that they literally will benefit you for saying. Recording a little soundbite about it and throwing it online, making a tweet. Kind of like how Israel was paying all those influencers like, what, $7,000 to make positive tweets about them or whatever it was. It's like that, except with the aliens. Obviously, look at the propaganda that's already released and just understand that it is being, you know, look at the propaganda that's already released. Look at the media overtake. Look at all of this kind of stuff. And you will be able to see the strategies that they're using for every other area of your life. They're using the same ones for aliens and UFOs. Part of doing that is incentivizing anybody that you possibly can to really honestly take aliens seriously. And this incentivization is because of the double purpose of this technology. And this is where it gets fun. It's this double purpose, this incentivization is hiding the technology in plain sight when you call it something else. You can call a dumpster a tree, for instance, but the dumpster is still a dumpster. It's still a dumpster. But if you tell enough people long enough that the dumpster is a tree, they might just change the name of the dumpster to tree, or they're just going to start calling it a tree, and they're just going to get used to it being called a tree, and then their kids are going to start calling it the tree, and they're just going to get used to calling it the tree, right? And then their kids are actually going to have kids, and they're going to be raised thinking that the dumpster is the tree or the tree is the dumpster. And they're going to start getting used to that, and they're not even going to think twice about it because they were indoctrinated, which is when you are basically educated on things against your will, but you don't know that those things should be against your will because you don't know that this evil exists on the planet in the first place when you are so young and being educated by those you trust. And another important thing is essentially somewhere along the way, humanity began to equate UFOs with aliens. I don't know why we were ever allowed to begin believing that in the first place, believing that UFOs and aliens are mutually inclusive. That feels a little bit like propaganda to me too. That kind of went unnoticed and hasn't really been questioned enough. Why, when they took that first picture of the UFO, they didn't say, is this Russia? From then on, basically, it was just like, aliens. They're aliens. Aliens, aliens, aliens. And the Smithsonian in the Army was there for this birth of the alien UFO agenda. We were told, or we were led to believe, that aliens fly UFOs. This is just what we were programmed to believe from the moment we've seen these things. And we were told that pretty quickly somehow, because they didn't even want us to begin asking the question, what is our Air Force working on now? What does Russia's Air Force have? Do we need to be scared of our government or theirs? And obviously this helped with the spies, even though by now I'm pretty sure all the great nations, the advancing nations of the world, are pretty caught on. So now we look up at the sky, or at least I do, and I think it's wonderful and amazing. And if I see something flashing out of the corner of my eye, I think it's wonderful and amazing. But it's not making me rethink my entire reality like they wanted me to if I see a UFO. But that's different from the way that they look up at the sky. When they look up at the sky and they see a UFO that they managed to get a high-speed military pilot to snap a super-duper-tech radar image of, and they say, we have no idea what it is, but we're going to let you believe it's aliens and do a lot of things to make you believe that it's aliens. Like, I don't know, call it alien disclosure, make alien.gov, make aliens.gov, make a girl named Luna in charge of all the alien shit and talk about it more than the Epstein files and Iran and Israel. And basically, literally, we're going to continue this for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Again, going back to the beginning, I want you to ask yourself, am I fooled by this? So this is still not making me rethink reality, because they're lazy with it. They're showing me 160-year-old looking images and expecting me to still believe the same lies as my great-grandpa. Come on, man. But the worst part is, it works on most people, especially young people who have no real knowledge of history or the history of tech or old tech or heavenly tech or how tech moves, so they believe it because they're young. Or they're older people, you know, who know all of those things very well, but still believe in aliens. Those people exist as well.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So, the second purpose of all of this is to fool humanity. They hide the tech in plain sight by calling it aliens, by alluding to the fact that it could be aliens, by saying stuff like, we have no idea what this tech is, and we've never, ever seen anything like it. And through this, they are hiding it in plain sight, and they're calling the dumpster the tree. They're able to, in a weird way, craft a narrative about the sky and about gods and about angels and about demons and about fallen ones and watchers. And we've heard them toss these words around a little bit as well. So I think they realized very early on, and maybe they were assisted by these watchers or fallen angels for a sinister purpose, and this is it. But I think they realized that if we are able to get into the sky at some point down the line, we will be able to convince humanity that something is a god. We'll be able to convince them, because we'll be able to show them things that we have led them to believe are aliens or just far beyond our ability. So they're probably going to worship this god that we show them in the future. And at that point, you know, we will probably be able to have a whole different new type of control over humanity that may change the world completely. And that will be due to the advanced technology that we have been hiding from the people, the medical advancements that we have been hiding from the people, the cure for sicknesses and the key to immortality and this higher level of existence. And if we give them all of that at the same time, they will be so overwhelmed that they will literally feel as if God has come to Earth at last. Personally, I really do think this was innocent at first. I think there was a time when we just wanted to know what was in the sky. I think anti-grav technology was maybe gifted to us to disrupt us, and they gave it to us before we were ready. It doesn't seem to have developed, and they're just trying to trick us with it, saying that it's aliens, but it's probably the gods. It's probably angelic tech, and now we're just kind of stuck with it. I think a bunch of these governments have UFOs and alien angelic technology. Absolutely. I don't think it's the U.S. that's the only ones to have this. But anyway, now we're just kind of stuck with it. And when we see it flying around, it's basically like they're driving around the same GMC Jimmy from 2001. The 2003 Durango is still kicking. It's superior to these newer SUVs, but it ain't getting any younger, and it ain't getting any more advanced either. It's still a 2003 Durango. And that's why we're not seeing a whole lot of change in the skies. But people are getting tired, man. They don't care about the UFOs as much as they used to. That whole New Jersey thing when the drone swarms took over our skies really desensitized a lot of people. And then immediately after that, it was like the aliens that invaded that mall or whatever. The people of the world are mad because their lives are being literally ruined by the government and by corporations and by the cruel structure of capitalism that we have today, and the fist that quite literally tightens on their wallet when they even begin to think about perhaps getting a checkup at the doctor or going to the dentist. They're not like, oh no, the UFOs. This is super important. I need to call into work for this. They are worried about violence in the streets perpetrated by illegal aliens. They are worried about Red 40 poisoning their kids. They are worried about the lunatic who called in a school shooting threat to their kid's school. They are trying to figure out where the next $2,000 is going to come from for their mortgage or their rent. They're trying to figure out if Tina and Timmy are going to be able to go to school with fruit snacks in their lunch this week, or if it's just not in the budget. So sorry that we're not dropping everything to focus on the weird blip darting across a radar screen, looking like the most advanced cutscene from the 1979 arcade multi-directional shooter video game developed and published by Atari, known as Asteroids. If you're going to scare me, or try to scare me, with space aliens, can you at least make it a little more interesting? Because, bitch, I'm literally made in the image of God, and you're still showing me little green men, bug eyes, and a giant frisbee. The fuck? I've seen movies now. I've played video games. They think I'm at the entertainment level of like a one-year-old dog. Can we get this party on the move, please? That is why they're going to gradually start getting scarier and scarier. They're really pushing the alien envelope recently. They're talking about it so much. They're trying to impact our communities with it. And they have been doing this now for a couple of years. And people are just overexposed, I think. People are getting used to hearing about aliens. The government won't stop talking about aliens. It's not shocking anymore. We don't care if we see UFOs. You're ruining our lives. I can't afford eggs. It's $70 to fill my crossover. I swear, if you don't give this alien tentacles and like a brain vessel contraption soon, I'm gonna lose it. I'm ready for these things to start flying around and trying to kill me already. Like, are you guys going to talk about it? Or are y'all going to be about it? Where's the aliens at? Where's the UFOs? Put your money where your mouth is, because there's a whole lot of mouth work going on right now. From the government, from the military, from the podcasters, from the pastors. There's a lot of blabbing. But it's time for these people to nut up or shut up, if you ask me. To me, it all feels like a game, guys. It doesn't even feel serious anymore. So I'm sure that they're going to take me up on my challenge soon and make it scarier, because they're going to have to control us soon. Like, stuff is getting out of control. We're seeing stuff that is soon just going to have to bring us to the next era, the next age, whatever it may hold. And I think it's going to come with that alien stuff. And they're going to make it scarier. They're going to try to make it not scary, but at the same time, they're, you know, telling you stuff like, since now we've made contact, we have all these beneficial cures for all your sicknesses, all your ailments, and, you know, this new high tech, and you don't need a phone anymore to communicate, you know, through telekinesis with your friends, and like stuff like down, like all this kind of stuff. And people are going to lose it. They're going to love it. I also think a lot of people are going to start feeling comfortable in a way that they never have, because they're going to feel like they finally found the answer to the universe. And that is that aliens are real, and the aliens are going to become gods, are going to be worshipped. The answer that these people want is, how did we get here? And it's hilarious, because it's the governments all along. It's the governments and these fallen angels all along. And that's why they're not acting scared. That's why they're not acting super concerned. That's why they're worried more about global warming and cow farts than they are about the literal alien invasion that's ongoing. Like, ask yourself, are you fooled? The people who are going to be comforted by this are the people who want the answer to how did we get here, but they don't want that answer to be God. The aliens, or they do want that answer to be God, but they have weak faith and they fall for it, right? And this is going to make them feel like they are done trying to figure out the answers to the universe and how they were made. And it's going to make them feel like the gods love them. And this is exactly why ancient cultures were committing the horrible abominations that they were upon themselves and upon the people around them. And this was all in order to basically stay in good graces with the sky people, with the gods. Okay. Nothing new under the sun, as it was in the days of Noah. And once they reveal the gods, people will want to serve them so badly. And there's going to be great things. There's going to be great fears to wonder about if you don't believe in them, because this is their control. This is their ace. This is the trick up their sleeve to get total control at last, forever. I think a lot of people expect, you know, because there's always the question, like, well, if you found out aliens are real, are you going to go to work the next day? And I'm seeing a lot more people say, yeah, obviously. I gotta pay bills. I'll starve to death if I don't. What's gonna happen? Aliens show up and all of a sudden there's food for everybody, free, just sitting on every street corner? No. So people aren't gonna be afraid of the alien invasion. Not like they should be. They're gonna find out that they should have been afraid after it's already been in place for a while. Before they're truly afraid, they're gonna be happy. They're going to feel free. They will finally be able to focus on new things. The gods have made themselves known. And when that happens, people are going to become absolutely feral for those gods. And they're going to call it civility. They're going to call it purging for peace. This is how the one world religion is going to dominate us. This is how the Antichrist is going to get us. And one of the things that I've heard multiple times, and obviously have faith and all this kind of stuff, we're going to get through it. It's going to suck, but we're going to get through it. We know how it ends. And one of the things that I've heard multiple times, honestly, I've heard it so many times that it doesn't even surprise me anymore, but maybe not everybody knows this. The presidents of the world, the kings, the emperors, the presidents, they don't know everything that the people who work for them know. And not just the people who work for them, but they don't get to know a lot about just technology in general. They don't get to know a lot about discoveries that could change the entire world. They don't know a lot about the various stages of investigations into various things. I think that's part of the reason why so often you will hear presidents say something like, they want to release the images of aliens, and I have no idea why, but from what I've seen, it does look pretty incredible. This leads me to believe that presidents of nations are not in charge of the world. Obviously, the evil forces, the dark ones, the fallen angels, they are the ones who are in charge of the leaders of the world, right? And the leaders of the world that you see are not the true leaders of the world. Make sure you know that. The leaders you see, they may not be the true leaders of the world. I personally believe there is a collection of individuals who have never been named. They don't have traditional identification. They exist out there. They run everything. They are what you would call the Illuminati. They are halfway between the gods and the presidents. That's what I believe. You would normally think that all of the kings and the emperors of the world would be the ones that make all of this the way it is, right? All of their fighting, all of their bickering, all of their disagreements and missions. And a lot of that is like that. A lot of that is them just messing around, like Donald Trump and doing some of the stuff that he does right now. And a lot of times these presidents will obviously they have a ton of power over their country's weapons and assets, obviously, right? So they can do their own fighting and their own wars and their own bickering and have their own disagreements and perform their own cool missions and talk smack to each other and even deliver upon it. But they are not necessarily the ones who are profiting the most from the world. There's something else that is. Check this clip out.
I don't think Trump knows. I mean, these people have kept this stuff secret. Here's another thing. I was in one meeting and I said, what about the president on this? And he said, the president's on a need to know basis. Now, that's a federal employee saying that he or she has information that the president is not allowed to see. And I just was aghast, man. I said, that's the kind of crap you see on the sci-fi network or something. Right. But that'd be the title of my book. I mean, that ought to tell you right there that this thing is a cover up. And it's kind of like MK Ultra. I don't think we're going to get they're not going to tell us everything. I really don't. I don't think they're going to give us half of what we should get.
But you think we're going to get something?
I think we'll get something.
Do you know Hal Puthoff? You know Hal Puthoff?
Do what?
Do you know Hal Puthoff?
No,
do
I
you
don't.
Know who he is?
I thought you were saying Hal Puthoff you are right now.
No, no.
I was like, Hal Puthoff are
Hal
you?
Hal Puthoff was in the documentary as well. He was in the Age of Disclosure, and okay. He was a guest on the podcast. And one of the things that he told me is that during the Bush administration, they brought in him and a bunch of other scientists and thought leaders, and what was explained to him was that they are considering disclosure and that there have been visits of these super intelligent beings from somewhere else, that we have retrieved crashed vehicles and that we have biological remains.
That's correct.
And we are talking about disclosing. We would like you to make a list of all the ways that it'll negatively affect society and all the ways that it'll positively affect society and attach a numerical value to these things. And they all did it, and every one of them said the negatives far outweigh the positives in terms of the impact on government, the impact on the economy, religion, all these different factors and how it would disrupt society. And in the end, they decided not to disclose.
Yeah, I've heard that many times. I just don't buy it.
You don't buy it.
I don't buy it. I mean, I don't doubt what he's saying. I know all those guys. Now that you mentioned it, I was in a movie, of course, and I've met them all afterwards. But I just don't buy that. I think we should know. Let us know. Let us decide.
No, I believe that too. But I wonder what that meeting was like and whether or not they were being truthful to these people or whether it was a thought experiment.
Allegedly, when they told Jimmy Carter, he cried.
That's what I heard too.
I won't go into all of it, but I was in a meeting.
What would make him cry?
I don't know. I know he's a very sensitive guy. But
I understand, but I mean, like, I cried when I saw Old Yeller.
Yeah, I did too. Still cry. But they, he had seen a UFO. You know, he was on a Navy sub, nuclear sub. And I don't know if he saw that when he was on the sub or not. I can't remember. But, you know, here he is. That guy was president of the United States. And
they told him something, and supposedly he cried.
And I was in the meeting, and that was brought up, and the guy that they were trying to trip up gave the date of that meeting, and he said, you can go to the Carter Library and pull up that date, and you'll know there's one person, they omitted their name, which who knows who that was, but they list the meeting and where he was when he got that briefing.
Now, obviously, who knows what the truth is, but what I've heard is that President Carter was a deeply religious man who had also witnessed a UFO with six other people. And everyone thought that he would be the one to finally release all the UFO info into the public. But as the story goes, he was stonewalled somehow. eventually, it appears, the CIA had the talk with him that everybody is now saying, like, some of these podcasters or priests have, or pastors have gotten from these government people, right? But afterward, it was reported that he grew depressed and sort of sunk his head in his hands and not only began to deeply sob, but was visibly disturbed for some weeks afterwards. So what was he told or shown during this chat with the CIA? Allegedly, he was informed that the major religions, including Christianity, were programs created by extraterrestrials to prevent us from destroying ourselves while they ran their experiments on us, and that they made us. And at this moment, Carter allegedly understood that this kind of information could cause tremendous economic and spiritual and social upheaval. So even if it's not true, the lie is good enough that too many people would believe it. And here's another thing. They want to continually describe aliens to us. They have these distinct features like the giant oval eyes or the big tall head, or, you know, they're a little shorter than us. Skin is white as paper. They have all these descriptors for them, and they're sort of humanoid, but not quite. They've got the grays and the reptilians and all these other ones. And I don't know how everybody envisions God in the spirit realm, because that's something that hinges so much on imagination. You know, I imagine that we all imagine the spirit world a little bit different. Just like when you read a book, it's going to be different than when I read a book. No two people are going to imagine the book the same exact way. Imagination is very unique to an individual person. It's based on their life experiences, what they are like in general, what they enjoy, the traumas they've gone through, the victories they've won, the things that they have seen in general, the amount of books and media that they've consumed. All of these things nurture the imagination and allow it to grow. Therefore, we all imagine a thing that is invisible, probably a little bit differently, right? But the fact of the matter is, they do look like aliens when we go based on their descriptions in ancient texts and, you know, the biblical and extra biblical texts, the ancient legends and lores and myths. They don't look like us, hardly ever. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they have features that we also have, but there's something else that inherently makes them other. And it's usually quite glorious or horrifying. I have not seen a glorious or horrifying alien out of any of these disclosure campaigns or any of these leaked images. Absolutely nothing I have ever seen has astounded me, astonished me, or made me feel compelled to believe in this nonsense. That will change. God says our image is, we are made in His image. And that's unique to us, I think. That's why He mentioned it. But He didn't say that the angels are made in His image. He didn't say the beasts of the field or the air or the sea are made in His image. Man is made in His image. And based on some of the descriptions of these angels that we have heard and these Nephilim, they don't really look like us. They look horrifying, way scarier than the government is making us believe these, you know, with these alien images. Genesis 1:27 says God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. What is the image of God? That's an extremely important question that very few people, I think, actually ask. No matter how hard you look, you won't find a single statue or painting of our God. And I've always thought this was interesting. You'll find idols of all of these other gods. You'll find their paintings, their statues, their mosaics. But none of the one true creator God. Even if you look at this from an outside perspective as a non-believer, that's intriguing when you compare it to all the other religions who have an image of their God. Our God says that we are created in His image. And that means we don't need to wonder what He looks like. He made us to remind us what He looks like. We are what He looks like, obviously. Not as glorious, and at this point in our timeline, pretty messed up, and I would imagine a pretty far cry from what Adam looked like, and what Adam was, you know. But what that means is that man is making God look kind of ugly right now, with our sinful ways, and the way we are communicating and being about Him. We are letting His image on earth decay and contort and we're leaving it out in the rain, and the paint is smearing. The walls are crumbling, the weeds are in the cracks. There's no care for the image of God whatsoever. We are his temple, and yet we don't care. We need to only look at each other to see him. And I think that it is time to understand that anything that comes that doesn't look like that, it's not him. Lately, mankind has not been very good at looking at each other to see God. And very soon, I'm afraid that soon we will be looking at aliens to view God. And when that happens, buckle up. Thanks for listening. The life is in the blood.